Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Three people were shot at a 4th of July celebration in Queens Village yesterday. Odds are more would have been shot if it were not for a heroic correction officer. Samantha Lieben with more live from Queens Village this morning. Sam?
And Lee, the mayor calling the officer a hero.
Taking proper action while off duty is one of the most difficult things to do.
The officer seeing a 23-year-old man pulling a gun at the gathering on 214th Place and Jamaica Avenue around 8 last night. The NYPD says gunfire was exchanged. Both the gunman and officer shot with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the alleged shooter with priors, including a robbery with a gun.
It is unimaginable that someone waiting sentencing for a gun that he admitted having is now out 6 months waiting to serve his time.
A third victim also treated at a local hospital for a gunshot wound. Police investigating if it's related to this shooting. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds, live in Queens Village.
A 50-year-old man was standing in front of the 27 Sports Bar and Cafe in the Mount Eden section of the Bronx early yesterday around 2 a.m. when somebody shot him in the ankle. The shooter took off, but we have surveillance photos of him up at 1010winds.com. No word yet on what led to the shooting. In Soundview in the Bronx, a driver hit and killed a cyclist and then stole a different car and took off with the baby he had with him in the first car. It happened at Metcalf Avenue and East 172nd Street around 3:15 p.m. Police are still looking for the driver, who community activist Michael Belzer says is just one of many dangerous drivers in that neighborhood.
These are death rivers that we have in the middle of our communities, and nobody is saying we need to get rid of them. That could have been me and my daughter. We ride here.
Cops are still looking for the driver. There's no word yet on the victim's identity. A lifeguard with 10 years experience on the job was playing the victim in a life-saving exercise at Smith Point Beach in Suffolk County yesterday when a shark came by and decided to make things a bit more realistic.
This is the first time that we have had, that we are aware of, any beachgoer during our lifeguard hours bitten by a shark. Let alone one of our own lifeguards.
County Executive Steve Malone says Zach Gallo was bitten on his right hand as he tried to fend off the shark, about a 5-footer. He made it back to shore and was helped by other lifeguards taking part in the training. The beach was closed to swimming yesterday, but it should be open again today. Cops in South Jersey say Michael Davis apparently didn't want to get all dressed up for his crime spree in Absecon over the weekend. Davis, age 37, was naked, they say, when he jumped into a car with a teenage driver and forced the driver to take him to a nearby apartment complex. When they got there, Davis allegedly assaulted the driver and took his phone. Then he allegedly broke into an apartment with a mother and two children inside, and then into a second apartment with a mother and baby inside. That mother fought him off. Cops eventually found him, but instead of surrendering, they were led on a chase. They finally caught him and cuffed him. Did we mention he was naked the whole time? He's charged with burglary, aggravated criminal sexual contact, lewdness, and endangering the welfare of a child, among other things. And he's locked up in the Atlanta County Jail, where at least now he has a nice jumpsuit to wear. If your kid likes to eat dirt, be advised that tiny infectious worm eggs have been found in soil in parks around New York City. This is the parasite known as Toxocara, normally found in pet waste. The only way for humans to get it is really to eat dirt. Most cases are asymptomatic, but in rare cases, the parasites can spread to the eye and cause blindness or neurological damage. And this does happen. The CDC says about 70 kids go blind from this in the U.S. every year. The highest risk for Toxocara is in the Bronx. It was found in about 67% of the dirt sampled there. In the other boroughs, it was about 30-40%. Keep an eye on your pets today. The 4th, we're told, is the day that more cats and dogs go missing than any day of the year. The reason, pretty obvious. A lot of them are spooked by the sound of the fireworks and they take off running. So what can you do about that?
Make sure that your pet is always wearing a collar and has tags with up-to-date contact information, and make sure that they are microchipped as well, and that those microchips have been updated with the proper contact information.
Alec Rusnak of Animal Care Centers of New York with that advice. Exact numbers are hard to come by, but a report a few years back found about a 30% increase in lost pet reports around the 4th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.